This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. More controversy surrounding emergency contraception. Earlier this week, the Government Accountability Office found that top FDA officials made a highly unusual decision. They refused to let the so-called morning after pill be sold without a prescription before hearing the recommendation of their own scientists. Those FDA scientists concluded the drug known as Plan B is safe for over-the-counter use. Well, now retail giant Target is at the center of a controversy involving the drug. Target is allowing its pharmacists to refuse to fill prescriptions for Plan B. Here's Target spokeswoman Lena Michaud.
Our pharmacists are required to get our guest prescription filled. In the rare event that a pharmacist's beliefs conflict with filling a guest prescription for the emergency contraceptive Plan B, our policy requires that our pharmacists take responsibility for ensuring that that prescription gets filled in a timely and respectful manner, either by another Target pharmacist or at a different nearby pharmacy.
What if there isn't another pharmacy nearby?
Most Targets are in metropolitan, suburban, or urban areas. So, there's very likely to be another pharmacy very close by.
Well, that's not good enough for pro-choice groups like Planned Parenthood, who say Target's policy is still too onerous. The effectiveness of Plan B declines the longer a woman has to wait to take it, and so they say having to wait to go elsewhere is unacceptable. Planned Parenthood has been waging a campaign to get stores to clarify their policies about pharmacist refusals. On its website, the group gives companies a thumbs up or a thumbs down rating. Thumbs up for Costco, CVS, and Kmart. Thumbs down for Target, Rite Aid, and for Walmart, which doesn't even stock emergency contraception. Karen Pearl is the interim president of Planned Parenthood.
We have worked with a lot of pharmacists who understand that there may be somebody in their store who does not want to fill a prescription, but each of them, Kmart, CVS, Costco, have come forward and worked out a plan for a woman to get her prescription filled in store without delay. And we wonder why Target can't do the same. This is basic health care for women. And corporations should be standing behind the women who've come into their stores who want access to birth control.
Plan B has become a flashpoint in the abortion debate. FDA scientists classify it as a contraceptive, but some abortion opponents say there's a chance the drug works by not allowing a fertilized egg to be implanted in the uterus and is therefore akin to abortion. Target says the company must allow pharmacists to refuse to prescribe the drug under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which requires employers to make reasonable accommodations for their employees' religious beliefs. But Target's religious accommodation applies only to this one drug, says spokeswoman Lena Michaud.
Because we understand some people perceive this drug differently and some people believe that it conflicts with their religious beliefs.
But that's not the only drug that conflicts with people's religious beliefs.
Possibly not, but this is the one that we've kind of carved out. And I'm not going to go into the detail behind the decision-making process around this, but I can simply confirm that this only applies to Plan B and that we will still ensure that every Plan B prescription that comes to our store does get filled, even if in rare instances it's by a different pharmacy.
Many states are considering legislation on the matter, but only 8 have formal laws, 4 states explicitly ordering pharmacists to fill every prescription, and 4 letting pharmacists opt out if they have religious or moral objections. And as to why now, why have pharmacist refusals been in the news recently? Well, one women's rights lawyer says that with all the controversy over the FDA refusing to allow Plan B to be sold over the counter, more people are now aware of the drug. More women now know there is such a thing as the morning after pill, and so they're asking for it. And the more women ask, the more conflicts there are with pharmacists who don't want to dispense it.